First item on the agenda is called a comprehensive help desk solution that benefits employees who are blind. Integrated Concepts and Research Corporation, ICRC, is a company that, among other things, offers a help desk solution for non-visual access technology for blind employees. That means me and you. This is a service that you might want to ask your employer. Rehabilitation agency to pay or rehabilitation agency to pay for. If you yourself are not confident about your ability to troubleshoot inevitable problems that can come up with speech and screen enlargement access software for the blind. Most of us in this room may not be troubled by such concerns, but I know there are many blind people who would just as soon involve themselves, not involve themselves with the intricacies of the technological support for the non-visual access technology they use. So, Larry, if you want to come on up.
Yep.
Here then to talk with us about this service is Larry Lewis, whom some of you may remember as having worked for Optelec and today with Flying Blind, a company for which he is both the founder and the CEO. So please give a warm welcome to Larry Lewis.
So this is really going to be confusing to some of you because I think this year at the Federation Convention,
how many companies are you wearing?
I've set my former record of companies that I've represented. Many of you know me as Braille Note guy, then Braille Display guy, then Mobile Speak guy. I'm here wearing four different hats, and I'm really excited to speak with you about Integrated Concepts and Research Corporation. I'm not going to say that throughout the discussion. We'll just refer to it as ICRC, which if you don't use capital letters, JAWS and WindowEyes has a field day left. So, ICRC is a DC-based organization that was really, up until about 6 years ago, really didn't have anything to do with adaptive technology. It was a privately held company that was recently sold to a publicly traded company, and they actually acquired 6 years ago the contract for the Social Security Administration to provide product, training, and comprehensive help desk support. As many as you know, companies like Social Security have a habit of hiring persons who are blind, visually impaired, as well as individuals who have a host of other disabilities. And so ICRC, over the past 7 years, has really had to develop some systems so that individuals who have a broad variety of disabilities could have one place to call to get all of their adaptive technology needs and mainstream application and hardware needs met in one solid location. My background or my career started more in the direct service industry, where I did a lot of evaluation and training myself. And as you know, a person who's been on site a lot with different types of employers, probably one of the biggest concerns that we as individuals who are blind face is that when we go to a work site and we try to tell, for lack of a better term, sighted employees who employ sighted IT guys what we need and how we need to use things, we run into a lot of obstacles because of the fear that a lot of these individuals have of the adaptive components, be it a screen reader, a Braille display connected to a computer, bringing a note taker into the mix where you're wanting to use a note taker with your PC or on the network. That's a scary deal for somebody who's never seen this type of technology and for individuals who are concerned with running a business. What ICRC does is it breaks down the barriers for individuals on a large scale. There are systems in place because they currently service about 3,000 disabled employees across the country, most of whom have some sort of a visual impairment. They're a one-stop shop for all of their consolidated help desk needs. So if you're an employee who has this service, you can actually dial an 800 number and be routed to a center where there are you know, with all due respect to everybody, tech support staff who are in this country, in this time zone, speaking English. And we were able to, within 12 minutes, get 90% of their call tickets closed. So by the time you call, 9 times out of 10, within 12 minutes, they're going to either remotely troubleshoot something, they're going to be able to connect to your system remotely, they're going to be able to dig into their knowledge base and documented knowledge base that they all share. There's approximately anywhere from 15 to 18 employees that are on this help desk. They all share information either through IP situations like voice over IP phones, or they're in the same room. They're able to document things, they're able to report things, they're able to log bugs, and they're able to also work with all of the different adaptive tech suppliers, as well as having backdoor lines to Microsoft, HP, Dell certification, and on and on. So what it gives you with these systems in place is one place to call to get all of your needs answered. I've managed tech support departments for AT companies in this industry, and it's very easy to say, well, that's not our problem, call the other guy. And then you go to the other guy and they send you to another guy. You have a Braille display, a screen reader, you know, a PC with whatever video driver loaded on it. And it gets, you know, you're having to call 3 or 4 different companies if you're a customer, or if you're a counselor or an evaluator or a trainer, you're having to try to get to the bottom of why this is happening. This gives you a one-stop solution for all of your support needs. People outside of this room don't really care about why something's not working. They don't want to hear what the problem is. They want to get back to work. A lot of these people who work in these sorts of capacities, all sorts of capacities, from whatever it might be, telesales or teleservice for Social Security, all the way up to, you know, Northwest Airlines or something like that, they just want to get back to work. I mean, they don't really want to know how you fixed it or why you fixed it or what happened or what not to do next time. They want to get back to work, get out about their job so they can finish work, go home, and go on about their lives. We provide that, and we provide that in a very smooth fashion. This provides a lot of benefits for employers or for large accounts that invest in this type of service, because we're also able to provide as much as you want, you know, weekly, biweekly, monthly type reports of the type of calls that we're getting, whether or not the age-old question, what is tech support, what is training? They're very different things. Tech support is providing solutions to problems that technology presents. Training is learning how to use those products, instructing individuals on how to use those products. And we're able to identify if there are training needs, and we're able to work collaboratively with organizations and qualified trainers to reroute training needs back to the community where we're serving. We feel, and I 100% believe, we're the only group that's offering this sort of consolidated deep service. We can do a lot of things. We can train, we can script, but we don't really want to do those types of things that might be better. You know, you might have a situation, you know, Iowa Commission for the Blind does a great job evaluating training and has a lot of local systems in place to do things. We would rather complement what an organization like that does versus circumvent that and come in and try to do everything. Our specialty is tech support. We can do other things if there are needs around the country where other people have, you know, training or scripting needs or evaluating needs. We have access to all the different software and hardware that's available out there. Having the backing that this organization has, we're able to purchase demo equipment and be able to troubleshoot things right in front of us. So it's a great product. The way it's funded is it's a per subscription type basis. So individuals can purchase this themselves, or we do cater to the employer who might have 20 or 30 individuals, or to the state organization who might have you know, a lot of other types of individuals on their caseload. I'm sorry, I got my leg around that, Curtis.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, there you go.
The cost is roughly $300 per subscription per year. It's the cost roughly of a SMA, if you will. That's how we treat it. You pay the $300, either yourself or if you have a large organization, and we can't entertain the notion of site license type situations for bulk purchasing. But on average, it costs about $300 a year, and that's to get all of your technical support needs taken care of. If we need to do things on site, we can work with local Dell representatives and things like that. So if we need to get on site and we need to do some things on site, we can parlay our resources and try to do that. It's exciting. Support's a big deal. I've heard it with the three other hats that I've worn at this conference. Great products. Who's supporting them? How do we get support? Being in sales, it's important to me that when something is sold, it's supported. If it can't be supported, I don't really want to sell it because I don't want an angry customer who's not going to come back to me in the future for something. So support's a big deal, both from a business standpoint as well as just, customer relations, good relations point of view. So that in a nutshell is what we do. I want to be respectful of time and save a few minutes for questions. Don't raise your hand, it'll get really tired.
Larry.
Yeah.
Ranger 1138 here.
Yep.
Confidentiality. Do you have to sign a confidential agreement with each agency or customer? How do you handle HIPAA? How do you handle these issues where my company data may be outside of a VPN?
Yep. We have standard confidentiality in place, and we can flex that to meet the needs of your legal department. Obviously, when you get especially into medical facilities and certain service provision aspects of the job, we can flex. We'll have to run it by our legal as well, but that's not a problem.
Hodges.
Go ahead.
Larry, are you employing blind guys to do this? And is this an opportunity potentially for folks to work doing the support?
We do employ a program manager. Matt Ader is vision impaired, and then we have a couple of other individuals who are on board. It is a possible opportunity, especially as we grow. We have the systems in place to basically add a phone number and add staff as we need to. I will say this, blind or sighted, there are some pretty rigorous expectations. And I say this a lot when I talk about blind trainers. Just because a user is blind and uses technology doesn't mean they're going to make a great support guy.
Good point.
Okay? So this is not to give blind people jobs just because they know how to load JAWS. And I'd say that maybe a little sarcastically, but it's only because, people want jobs and you've got trainers running around the country just because they've used technology for a little bit, they think they're a trainer and they haven't really been taught how to teach people. So it's very rigorous. There are, sighted shareholders who want to see returns on things and want to maximize productivity out of people. So we do have some blind individuals employed. One was just picked up to help from an IT standpoint with Social Security. My specific role is to break ICRC a little more out of the federal sector into more of the state and private sector. And then, of course, many of you know Matt Ader, who wasn't able to be here, and Matt's also blind himself.
Larry, I have a question.
Who seeks the floor?
Ken Duke.
Yep. Ken?
You mentioned you support different technologies. What about the Apple movement?
We can support it. We don't actively do it now because so much of the market and employment is PC based. Now, one of the things where I feel that it's completely lacking is in education. They're not being support for these VI teachers who are serving kids, but half the time spending trouble untangling their computers and stuff. So as we get into education, I see that Apple need extremely becoming a higher priority because there's so many Macs in schools.
Larry, I have a question.
Who seeks the floor?
Rita Brown?
Yep.
Okay, I'm self-employed, have a company.
Yep.
Support. I'm blind myself, and I was actually wondering because our motto is that we do not outsource the foreigners.
Don't support what?
We don't outsource the foreigners. We want people to speak English. That's our selling point, and that's actually not so good. Could we outsource to you?
Yes, and that's actually part of our business model. And while we are an equal opportunity employer, sighted, blind, whatever English. Race or whatever,
English
is a big deal in this country, okay? Yeah, and I mean, I would actually, outside of this meeting, welcome a conversation with you. I'll give my contact details at the end, because there might be some ways that we could leverage off of what each other does well.
I'm doing all the phone tech support plus on site. It's really awesome.
So we can help you.
Thank you. This is Jan Bray, and
Jan.
We're talking about VI teachers, and I see that as a really big need, because oftentimes
yes.
there's just one or two kids in their school. If they were to get a subscription through you, would that be per student?
That's
it would be per, it depends. If the students are using like a resource room situation or like similar type technology, we can tie it to the technology. If it's a situation where you've got a student on one side of the state and a student somewhere else, it needs to account for those students' needs. $300 is what it is, but you know, it's right up there with an SMA, you know, for your screen reader. I mean, I don't think it's budgets are tight, and I know that, especially in education. So I want to be respectful of that. We could explore ways we could bundle that if it were a situation where you had a workstation or some equipment you needed support on that was being shared.
Thank you.
Everett Bacon.
Everett.
If we have a type of thing set up like, let's say, a call center job, would there be chances where you would come to the state?
Yes.
That way too?
We can. It would depend on the need. It's
sure.
obviously going to be on the scope of $300.
Sure.
You know, but we do, and I just there's a lot of great trainers, and for all the ones that aren't great, there are a lot of great trainers out there, and there are a lot of good evaluators and people who can script and do some really. You know, this room is full of a lot of talented people, but if there is a need, we have A-rated scripting capability. We have one of the best scripters in the country who works for us, and we also have the ability to evaluate your needs and come up with a plan to help you implement some things from a call center standpoint.
That would be more of a discussion point between you and the agency, basically, right?
Yeah, and we would roll out a service plan to help you, but that's beyond the scope of this help desk. But yes, we can do that. Welcome the opportunity to do it.
Nancy Kaufman.
Nancy.
Do you have brochures or business cards or something available so that, or should we just contact?
I have cards. I actually don't have brochures here, but I can actually email you a brochure.
Isn't it up on the website?
It's up on the website, but I'm actually happy to make it available to whomever this wants me to send it to them. So.
It's on the flying line.
ICRC is a company up there, yes. So you could get to it that way, or I could email you.
Either way.
Yeah.
What is the website?
Or what's your email?
Okay, let me get to the contact info, and then depending on time, I can either leave or take another question. So the website is icrcsolutions.com, and you want to go to adaptive technology. My specific email, and if I can't help you, I can get you in touch with Mr. Ader, Larry, Larry, dot Lewis, Lewis, at flying, F as in Frank, Lying, dash blind, Bling, dot com. My office number, I won't be there until next week, +1-216-381-8107. And again, I can help you. I can bring the necessary staff in. And
would you repeat that, please?
What the part?
The number.
+1-216-381-8107.
381-8107.
I'm also here until tomorrow night, and I'll be floating around. I'm helping out Code Factory in the Optolike booth if you want to stop by there. In the meantime, any more questions?
Andre Hill.
Andre.
I'd like to know, you were saying that you were willing to work with education and help students be able to get the necessary equipment that they need. Am I hearing
that? No, that's not what I said at all, actually. We're able to get them the necessary support they need. So you to operate the equipment so the teachers can go about the business of teaching Braille and things that are important to kids. And not worrying about why they get a blue screen of death, you know?
Any other questions?
I have a question.
Charles?
Will you ever be a backup resource?
Meaning what?
Will your particular agency be willing to come in and back up a company's system? Say remote.
We'd have to talk more about it. I'm not still understanding the question.
I think he's talking about like physically backing up data. I don't think that's in the scope of what they do now.
Okay.
You could probably find cheaper ways to do it. Better than have us come in and do that.
You might want to use Norton Ghost.
Oh yeah, I know about
that.
Right.
Rough
group here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Question? Who had a question?
I have a question.
Who's that?
Liz Bonner.
Yes, Liz. Could you
speak
up?
Which booth in the exhibit hall is the outlet booth?
It's 56, but I don't, not really. Yeah, 56.
He's not shilling for Optilec.
No, this hour I'm not on Optilec time, okay?
You might be on the thing for tonight.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Who's that?
Jeff Dunn.
Jeff?
Hi, Jeff.
Our school made a heavy investment in a IT help desk solution that just promised all through the thing that it was going to be 508 compliant and isn't. If you guys are doing scripting and so forth, and you did happen to make scripts for one thing, do you plan on marketing said scripts to people? Or is it...
You own the scripts that we developed for you.
Awesome.
And no, I mean, we're here to do a job. We're here to market our business. We're not here to market the fact that we wrote scripts for, you know, I want to make sure I got your score right, 99.
Yes. Well, my only concern is it may cost a phenomenal amount to make something that the company couldn't make accessible.
We'll fix it. I can guarantee you we'll fix it.
It may help more than just us.
That's up to you.
But you see, Jeff, the idea is you're the customer. You're paying them to do the work. Once you've paid them to do the work to develop the script on your behalf, it's yours. It's not theirs.
And we can even build in some updating, keeping the scripts updated as versions change as they do.
We'll talk.
So we should talk, Jeff, because I have heard about your problem.
Which one?
I want to, you know, I don't want to stay here forever because as I told Curtis, I'll talk forever. So we should probably wrap it. If one more, if not, I'll scoot.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Watch the wire. Sorry.
Curtis, we can make change if somebody didn't make it last time.
All right, so the back registration folks now say they can make change for those who didn't have change and want change. It's now available.